Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
I'm hearing voices, animal voices, the tremor of cold, the feminine of this soon, reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
A rinky dinky tiddly do, a rinky dinky girdly goo, google gut, giggle gut, giggle. Yeah, tonight's show, we're going to do show tunes all day, all night long. That's the whole format for tonight's show. I'm doing show tunes and like rinky dinky thinkies things and silly things like that. And we've got some big news later on. But how's it going, Jazzy?
Big news?
Big news. Big bada boom news. But how's it going in Jazzyland today? As she sits in a small windowless corner of heck with all of the wind blowing and kind of thinking, hey, where'd that go?
It went over there.
I know. But can you see the monkeys?
Of course I can see the monkeys. Who can't see the monkeys?
I think Jack can't see the monkeys because he's always sad about the monkeys.
Well, Jack, that's silly. Don't be sad about the monkeys.
He hasn't said anything about the monkeys yet. Oh.
Well, I'm telling him don't be sad about the monkeys.
Okay, but are they funky monkeys? With chunky chunkies and a little bit of lunky lunkies?
Chunky monkey.
Okay, so we're going to start off today's show like we always do, like I always like to talk about. I like to talk about some movies, right? I saw two.
What movies have you seen?
I saw two movies this weekend.
Oh.
One of which
you've
heard
of. Weekend?
One of which you've heard of and probably will watch. Riddick.
Okay.
Riddick.
The new one?
The new one?
Oh, I'm so jealous.
Of course. Because you want to see the Vin Man in his Vin Can thing.
His Vin Diesel-ness. Come on.
Exactly. But I got to see Katie Sackhoff in her Katie Sackhoff-ness. Which is always a good plus for me because, you know, she's hot. You can have the Vin being hot Vin, I will have the hot Katie, and I'll be quite happy about it. And she punches a guy in the face a few hundred times. Funny as heck.
Perfect.
Solid movie. I liked it a lot because it went back to the whole original Pitch Black feel. Just bigger, neater, cooler, more effect type stuff. But still, back to the same basic story. Plotline. Really not going to change too much from the original Pitch Black movie. Especially after they got rid of, well, how did he get here after the Chronicles of Riddick when he was king of an entire army of space people running around the universe? I was kind of thinking, well, how do you get him back? Oh, that's how. Okay. And then it moved into the whole single point of POV story of him versus the other guys. And that was fun. You still with me? Knock, knock. Who's there?
Okay.
Oh, she is still there.
I am.
Good, good. Jack is asking and wondering whether or not we'd done Riddick already before, and I'm saying, nope, we didn't. He did.
Someone else talked about it and said there were boobies in it.
Yes, that was Jack and Jimmy, I believe, a couple weeks ago had mentioned it. I said, oh, well, then I have to watch Riddick because there's going to be Katie Sackhoff boobies in it. And it's like, okay, well, that's always fun. Right?
If you say so.
There were explosions too, so it was good. Yes.
See, that's all men care about is explosions and boobies.
And is there anything else to worry about?
Yeah.
No. Forget that whole, oh, and they held hands, and they had a happy reunion, and they went and set aside into the sunlight and did all of that stuff. Because he's like, no, that stuff's sappy.
You have a pillow kiss in there somewhere.
No. Well, they had one of those little sappy moments in the movie. None of these, like, oh, look, lovey-dovey, kissy-facey kind of, oh, look, happy people. But they did have one of those sentimental, emotional moments in there. You might like it. I thought that was kind of lame, though.
But we'll move on. Sentimental moment.
I know. Apparently women do. I've heard this. I don't get it. Sorry, somebody just said something in the chat room that I thought was funny. I can't say it on the air because it involves an F word. Boom pluckery! Yes, boom pluckery! That's always good, clean fun. Yeah. So, now I have to keep telling everybody that we've got a really big announcement to make, but we'll make that later in the show. Because I just want to keep everybody in the loop and, like, on top of the game here. So the other movie I watched this weekend was a little old movie called Alpha Girls.
Alpha Girls?
Yes.
What's that about?
Now, I know you're familiar with the concept of what an alpha dog is or an alpha male is, right?
Yeah.
So this is the idea of sort of like some girls who are basically joining the alpha beta sorority. And it had nothing to do with alpha male, so I just threw that in there to screw with people. But it's got witchcraft, demon worshipping, it's got boobs in it as well, and blood, and scary shadow creature things, and possessing somebody in the back, and like killing and stuff, and all kinds of stuff, and that kind of thing. Basically, a bunch of sorority girls find a evil demon book and start worshipping a demon thing, and it's like, oh, mayhem and shoes! It's fun. You should watch it. Lots of good scary bloody bits.
But I don't know if I like scary bloody bits.
That's what I'm saying. You have to enjoy them at least once in a while. That's what makes the non-scary bloody bits more enjoyable. See how the psychotomy of my dichotomy goes in like that?
I guess.
Okay. So, the other thing I wanted to talk about in the show is because, well, this is issue number 76 in our great, big, fantastic, freaking show, After Rot. And, you know, certain numbers are very key and pivotal in the comic book world. So, you know, everybody always goes on about the issue 50 or issue 75. Damn it. We're more important with it. We're doing issue 76. This is the key issue. This is when some change things after Rotten Life changes. Right?
Of course.
And now, we'll talk about... What's your favorite food, Jazzy?
What type of food are we talking about? Because I have a lot of favorite foods.
Well, you just pick one.
Pizza.
Pizza. What do you like chicken on your pizza? I love chicken on pizza. It's awesome.
If it's a barbecue chicken pizza, of course.
Chicken and bacon, actually. And double cheese. And Parmesan cheese, too. Yes? No? You still there?
Yes. I'm trying to figure out some issues.
You're trying to figure out what?
Some issues.
Oh, okay.
Some problems.
Is it something to do with Arklitch?
No. That's to do with Skype.
It's got something to do with Jimmy. Or Randy. Or Matthew. Or Sappy. Or Wardog. Or Randy. Or Jack. These are all the people in the chat room. We got a full chat room. We got lots of people in the chat room today, so I'm doing a little shout-out thing there while you try and figure out your issues. I'm sure your issues will be resolved with a proper and appropriate application of sufficient hit-it-with-a-stickness. Yeah? Okay.
Possibly.
I'm assuming some distractedness is occurring there.
Just some.
Some. But did you see
the
monkeys?
I'm not ready to hit it with a stick.
The monkeys are coming again.
The monkeys are in my way.
Well, not so much in the way as trying to grab up some of the spotlight and just, like, muscle in. Ooh, Wardog is suggesting Parmesan and bacon from Domino's. And that's very nice.
It actually kind of sounds good.
And I would do that, because I like bacon on pizza. I love bacon on pizza, actually. But my favorite is from a place called Pizzaiola. I don't know how far around they are, but it's a chain in Toronto. But my pizza that I get from them is called The Godfather. You'll like this. It's got pepperoni. It's a deep dish pizza. It's got Italian sausage on it. It's got bacon on it. And it's got some beef on it, too. Yummy! Oh, Jimmy's going to get Domino's tomorrow because he got... Okay, moving on. Oh, yeah.
Is Jimmy going to share?
Yes. He says you can come over and get some with him. Wardog just mentioned something that I completely forgot about in Alpha Girls that I completely forgot and completely forgot. Ron Jeremy is in the movie Alpha Girls as well. And if do you know who he is?
Is he cute?
No. He's the opposite. His nickname is the Hedgehog.
Oh, then why do I want to know about him?
Because he plays a priest in this movie. And his role as the priest is, oh, you've done terrible things. That's awful. You should repent your sins. Do these things, blah, 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 blah. He's probably the guy who's been in the most porn movies ever. And he's ugly.
Ew.
He's ugly. He is not a pretty man. Huh?
What on earth?
Exactly. And he plays a priest in this movie for like 2 minutes or 3 minutes or whatever in the movie. Not very long. But it's funny just seeing, it's like, wait a sec. That's Ron Jeremy. Oh my God. He's a priest in this movie. Then you expect the bow chicka wow wow music to start up. It's like, no. Thank God. And I mean that both literally and figuratively. Because he was playing a priest. So, I'm going to get back to the theme that we're going to talk for a little bit, called cliffhangers and suspenseful lead-ups. Because, you know, we've got something to announce later on. We've got something to announce later on that's very important. Game-changing for the Afterrot show. And Jack's suggestion earlier that you are the overlord and zombie mind components of things taking over the world, that was wrong. He was incorrect.
How do you know that?
Because I know these things. I know other things too, but I can't share them with the people on the air and in the computer because then they might feel really bad when I kill them all. I can't have that. Well, I can't have that.
Here, have a cookie.
I have a cookie. I have my cookies. I got my cookies and my cookies. Who the heck is Margie?
What?
I don't know. There was a Margie. There was a Margie in the chat room, and then she was gone. Bye, Margie. I don't know what that was about. Moving along. So cliffhangers and suspenseful lead-ups. And key issues in comic books. So, the comic book... Oh, cool. Now I know who Margie is. Which is funny.
But I don't.
On, that's okay. You'll see it later when you log on to Skype.
I can never get it to work.
Well, yeah. Cliffhangers, suspenseful lead-ups, and key issue components. So this is a thing that happens a lot in comic books and in TV shows as well. Not so much in movies because you can only do it like within the movie itself context. So you can do... word just escaped me. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah, it's gone. Foreshadowing. That was the word. In a movie, you can only do foreshadowing on it, but you can't actually plot out a cliffhanger or a suspenseful lead-up too much, except as foreshadowing in a movie. But on a TV show, and this is what I think The Walking Dead does well, is that all of the episodes lead into the next episode with a wonderful little cliffhanger that still keeps you going. And I hate episodic TV now because of this. Because now I want to watch all of the episodes, and I don't want to wait till next week to watch it. Dag nabbit. You follow where I'm spewing there?
I do follow.
Good. Because now comics do the same thing. Some of them good, some of them crappy. And it really bugs me when they do it the crappy. But when they do it the good, I like it a lot. So, cliffhangers and suspenseful lead-ups, and then we have key issues. Key issue components where, oh, they introduce a new character. Did you know that in Walking Dead number 108 of the comic book series, they suddenly introduce, I believe the character's name is Jeremiah. Yeah, I think it is. Jeremiah or Jehovah, something like that. But he's basically the leader of another group of people. Oh, and look, he's got a tiger. And apparently, that particular issue...
I want a tiger.
Well, yes, the white Siberian tiger, too. That particular issue of the comic book is now worth, like, $50. It's like, what the hell?
Just because they introduced a new person?
No, not even introduced a new person. They introduced a tiger.
So it's $50 because they introduced the tiger.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's what I said. Now I got a copy at the booth, at the market. So I was like, I'm not selling that right now. I'm going to see how crazy people go with that. It's like, no, that's just crazy. But we'll see. People are willing to buy odd things for odd reasons. So... another thing in comic book key components is they have weddings, and they have deaths, and they have funerals, and they have reappearances of people, and they have new costumes. Now I'm talking about Spider-Man mostly here. He's died recently. He's become cloned. God, that was a lame storyline. He got married. I didn't really care about that issue, but whatever. Then he got... divorced, then Aunt May died, then he sold his soul to the devil, and then he lost Mary Jane, and then he became Spider-Man again, and then he died. And then Dr. Octopus took over his body, and now, oh look, it looks like he might be coming back again in a couple of months. Oh God. You know what I mean? Do you
That's
know
so
what I mean?
That's so weird.
What?
That he... dead and came back so many times.
Well, actually...
like Zombie yeah. Spider-Man?
They have a Zombie Spider-Man.
Really?
Yep. There's a whole sub-series of Marvel Comics called Marvel Zombies, where it's the entire Marvel Universe gets infected with the zombie plague, and, oh, look! Everybody, the superheroes, become a zombie. Because what's worse than regular people being zombies? Superheroes being zombies. Especially, like, if they can fly or are very super strong or they can run super fast. Guess what?
So they're... Superman is a zombie?
No, Superman is DC Comics. This is Marvel Comics. The Hulk became a zombie. Spider-Man became a zombie. Iron Man became a zombie. Even Thor did at one point.
But Thor's a god.
Yeah. And?
Gods can't become zombies.
Sure they can.
No.
Yes, gods can become zombies.
I refuse to believe that.
You know, because there are zombie gods too, right?
What?
Yes. There are gods for the zombie undead. Well, that's fine. You can refuse to believe it all you like. Because you know what happens after that?
What?
I don't know. I can't tell you yet. It's got to be later. So, what was it, the 80s? Yes, I think it was the 80s. They had this really neat little show called Cliffhangers. It was a goofy, lame, kind of fun action kind of TV show. But the whole point of it is it was a half-hour show. They had three ongoing, regular following episodes, stories. And for 10 minutes or 7 minutes or whatever, they'd play a portion of the story for that piece, and then they would end it with a cliffhanger.
Oh, really, now?
Yes. You don't care. That's so sad. It's making me sad! Oh, well. Moving on. Because I never stay in one spot for very long, do I? Ha-ha! Wait, do I have anything important to announce today? I know there's something. Something is on the tip of my brain that I want to announce today. I know there's something. It'll come to me later. We'll get back to it. So is anything else really cool happening right now? Oh! Have you watched the most recent edition of Magic Farmers Incorporated?
I have.
And what did you watch it? Did you watch it? Did you watch it? Did you watch it? Huh?
I need to watch it.
You haven't watched it yet, have you?
I have not.
Okay, because we got three episodes up now. And I think you would love the third one.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's about tweeters.
I don't tweet.
That's okay. You'll like it even better then.
Well, I do, but I don't.
You'll like it even better then. You should watch it. Yep. Yep, 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 yep. That's what I'm saying. Everybody, as a matter of fact, should go on and watch Magic Farmers Incorporated. We put less suck in your Sunday. Monday. Every day. Not just one day. Every day. Uh-oh. I think we're going to have a bit of a momentary...
Really?
Well, you just said something in the Skype room, so I'm thinking that you'll be converting over for a second and I can actually hear you clearly.
Yeah?
Hit it with a stick! Now!
Hello?
So, do we have you here?
We have me on Skype.
And you have deep echo voice.
Really?
Oh, now you sound better. It must have been the echo of the two devices you were on at the same time. Because you were like in like weird stereo boom boom town time.
It might have been.
And now, we shall... What are we going to do? What are we going to do tonight, Jazzy? Are we going to take over the world again like we do every night?
Of course. What else would we do?
I'm going to have cookies.
Cookies sound great.
So.
Can I have some cookies too?
Absolutely.
Awesome.
They're going to be covered with turkey though.
Cookies covered with turkey?
Yep.
No.
Yep. You dunk them in turkey gravy.
That just ruins it. Why
no!
would you do anything with turkey?
It adds
turkey
flavor. Turkey flavor.
No.
You know that there's a turkey and gravy flavored potato chip?
That just sounds nasty.
It was nasty. I tried them. It was horrible. Horrible, 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 terrible, terrible potato chips. Don't eat those.
Uno momento, por favor.
And we're not getting those cookies either that EW just suggested called Turduncans. Nah, not going to do it. Wouldn't be prudent. Just not going to go there. Turkey bacon? Yeah, I would do turkey. No, not turkey bacon, but turkey with bacon. Yes. This is a suggestion from Jimmy in the chat room. But, you know what else? The world is a very big, beautiful place, isn't it? I think
world,
I have to
awful place.
Kick some of it. Because it needs to be fixed. So in November, when you go to vote at the polls, vote zombie so that I can take over the world.
I will... You know what? Because of what's going on, zombie all the way.
Absolutely. See? That's why
Team
I say
zombie.
It's going to be zombie time soon. People don't realize it. They're getting fed up with things all over the world. We're going to take over, and it's going to be a swish. No problemo.
Oh,
Sounds great to me.
Okay. But you know what time it is now, right?
It's that one special time of the night?
Well, that's every night. Woof, 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 woof. Okay, so now for the rest of the show, we're going to do show tunes. Jazzy, you're on. Go.
Meow.
Did you just meow?
No, not at all.
You know, I might just go all woof. So.
Meow.
We've had this great big lead up to the whole special news for today's show, and you know, I just want to like get it out there for people so that the surprise is not no surprisey anymore. So Jazzy, you've got a big announcement. Go for it.
Oh dear. So, trying to get into the chat room at the moment.
Okay, Moopsy Goo.
But I'm hearing us be repeated.
Huh?
Because the volume, I'm hearing the volume in the chat room.
Then uh-huh. You should turn the chat room down. I don't hear the chat room at all.
I was trying to do.
Jack meowed, by the way.
I'm apparently Wilkum Pum.
Heh?
I'm in the chat room.
Okay.
But it's not really me.
Okay, dokey.
So, you want me to spill the news?
I can spill it for you if you want. It's no big whoop. But see, this is your part of the show now. But if you'd like, I will completely say it. Because you know me, I'm Mr. Words. I got all kinds of words. They come out of my head like I spring with like, oh, turn the tap on. Taps on. Okay, words.
Well, I have decided to take a break from radio shows and spend time with people in town and going back to church and stuff.
So you're growing up and moving away for a bit from us.
But I'm not going to fully be away. I'll come back and visit and say hi every once in a while.
Skip just said you were pregnant.
No, Skip, yes, he is not present.
That would have been funny as hell, though.
It is so not the truth. So.
You should have said you were pregnant with I don't know who. The dude from Breaking Bad. Heiserman. I don't remember what his name is. Heiserman's baby. Yeah, that's what it should have been. Oh, better yet, Skip's baby. Ha!
Yeah, 00 says it's Skip's baby.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious. So you're going to move on away out of the after co-host slot, and you're going to go and go do some other fun, happy stuff that you've been wanting to get back to. And we're going to miss you. So the rest of this show is pretty much dedicated to you now. What do you want to talk about? Stuff?
Stuff.
Like what? By the way, you're getting lots of hugs and sad missing you type comments in the chat room if you can't see them.
Don't be sad, Matthew. I'll still come visit.
Yeah, we'll let her back in.
So I can't get Wilkum Pumps away, so I'm now Wilkum Pumps Jazzy.
Yes, you're Wilkum Pumps Jazz. I'm not even going to touch that with a comment more than jazz hands.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. Remember to keep the jazz hands all the time.
Oh, I don't want to make everyone sad.
They're just being sympathetic and sharing with your joy of moving on to other things.
Here's what I'll have to do.
That's what life's all about, is growing.
Tell you guys about life every once in a while. How's that sound?
Yeah. Yeah, that. And double O's being a double O.
Yeah, he wants to just party. That's all he ever wants to do.
Yes, that's all he ever wants to do. Party all the time. Party all the time. Well, Jimmy, she stopped doing the fries a while ago.
I stopped doing the fries a while ago, so sorry there.
Yeah, but are you doing salad now?
No, I'm doing what we call dubs.
Doing what?
They're like rolled up sandwiches.
Okay.
They're amazing.
I'll take your word for it, because there are no sliders, that's for sure.
No.
I could go for a couple of those right now. On a pizza. Yeah. Yeah. So you're going to miss coming into After Rod every Wednesday?
I am. But there's things that I want to do on Wednesday night. It's part of the reason I'm leaving After Rod.
Right. And conflicts, things happen. People gotta go and do what is going to make them happy in life.
Yeah.
Of course, Greg, if he ever shows up again during a regular show, he never shows up in the shows anymore. Never shows up. He's not going to be able to say, Jazzy, Lighthouse, defend!
Right? I kind of miss hearing him say, Jazzy, Lighthouse, defend.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Don't let him hear you say that. He might go and do something. Yeah, that's it. I just got a silly answer idea to something in my head.
Uh-oh.
Yep. You have to watch the next Magic Farmers Incorporated episode.
Okay.
You have to. Absolutely have to. Jack doesn't like my idea of sliders on a pizza. He's obviously not tried anything like that then.
What would be even more insane, Jack, is if he wanted sliders and cookies on pizza.
Sliders and who?
Sliders and cookies.
What's wrong with that?
On pizza, all together.
Sure.
And
if you
bacon.
Want, blend it. Put it in a blender. I'll drink it.
A pizza sandwich?
I will eat a pizza sandwich.
It actually sounds really good.
Well, it's basically called a calzone.
Right?
Yes, it's a pizza sandwich. Calzone. You're getting a bunch of Lighthouse Defends now in the chat room. So, oh wait, this is going to free up you now to play World of Warcraft now, isn't it?
I have even sadder news about that. I don't have game time right now, so I'm not even playing WoW right now.
So, the heresy.
I know.
But you know what? I almost put in as the intermezzo song today, one of the songs from World of Warcraft.
Why didn't you?
Because I couldn't find it.
Oh.
So instead I went with Art of Noise. Johnny Gunn. It's a good song. It's always a good middle mixer. It's all about the timing. Timing, timing, timing. And my belt might be messing. Timing belt! Oh! See, you're going to miss all that.
I'll listen to the recorded shows and hear it.
Oh, good. Because you know everybody can catch those at www.teamzombiez.com/RR all the time, every time. Every show gets put up there except for the first one, which is kind of mangled. I have bits of the first show.
So yeah. Wait a minute, we're missing the first show?
Yes, we are.
Oh.
And one of these days I'll have to finish putting the first 5 other episodes up as well. But all the rest of the episodes are all up, online, all the time. You can always listen to them anytime. And one of these days they'll all be up on iTunes as well.
Oh, there's that episode I had the turkey rant. Do you have that up?
Oh yes, I've got that up. Yes.
Famous turkey rant.
Turkey rant is indeed in the ether, on the internet, where everybody can hear it. Also, there was our discussion about the values as to whether or not civilization should really be allowed to continue or let the zombies take over. You had some pros on that, saying, oh yes, humanity should be allowed to continue, and I said, I had some cons on that. I'm going to say Honey Boo Boo was my biggest argument against, so.
Yeah, I think that was your biggest thing with Honey Boo Boo.
Well, that and Bad Drivers. You then countered with cookies and turkey bacon sandwiches.
I did not. Cookies, yes, but turkey bacon, no.
My little beauties. Say what now?
You're just putting words in my mouth by saying turkey.
Ah, I have magic powers. I can do that. I can put words in people's mouths.
I would never say anything about turkey.
You did. You said lots of things about turkey.
About my hatred of turkey, yeah. I mean, come on. Once you're given a turkey, or more than one turkey, every year for a Christmas present from work, yeah. Too much of a good thing is not a good thing.
No, there's no such thing. Turkey is always good.
I beg to differ.
Well, you can as differ as much as you like on that. You're entitled to an opinion, but it's still wrong.
It's also like the fact that I really don't care for fries anymore because that's all I cooked all summer, were fries.
Fries! I love fries! Fries are turkey curd!
So, turkey and fries are like, well, fries aren't exactly up there with turkey, but they're almost up there with turkey.
So, Jazzy.
Why attack Michigan first? What is this about attacking Michigan?
So, Jazzy, does a lot of people in Michigan own guns?
I would assume so, yeah.
Oh, okay, so that's where we're going to attack first, then, for the zombie apocalypse.
There's a lot of hunters in there.
Yep, we want to eliminate the supply of ammunition everywhere. So they go, well, we'll throw thousands and thousands and thousands of zombies into Michigan, and they'll shoot them all and go bang, 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 bang. And it's like, oh, you guys just got the first wave, yo. What? We need more bullets. Too late.
Yeah, but how do you know I'm going to be in Michigan?
Huh?
I said, how do you know I'm going to be in Michigan when you attack?
It doesn't matter. That's where we're going to go first. Then we'll go over to Detroit. And then possibly Chicago. And then we'll go to one of the windy
Detroit
cities.
Detroit is in Michigan.
I know. Actually, I didn't know. Yes, I did. Yes, I did know that. Detroit, Michigan. Detroit, M.I. Whoa.
Squeaky cheese? Do I even want to know what squeaky cheese is?
Ooh. Oh, a.k.a. poutine? I hate poutine. I'm sorry. I don't care what anybody else thinks about it. I don't like poutine. I do not like cheese curds. I don't mind cheese on my fries. That's actually quite tasty. I don't mind gravy on my fries. But curdled cheese? No!
Is that what squeaky cheese is?
That's what poutine is. Poutine is curdled cheese, gravy, and fries.
Ew.
It's just, yeah.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, and apparently everybody in Quebec loves that shit. Some people throughout the rest of Canada does too. But I want to know what the heck Arklitch is talking about with these Satis fries. What the heck is that?
Burger King came out with these new fries, and they're calling them Satis fries.
And have you tried them?
I have not.
And are they any good?
Me, they just look like crinkle fries. How would I know if they're any good? I haven't even tried them yet.
But are you satisfied with them?
How can I be satisfied with anything that I haven't even tried?
Well, you're still young. That's my, yeah. I'm going with that and sticking with it. So they look like crinkle cut fries?
That's all they look like.
Really?
They better be some dang tasty fries if they're going to satisfy me. They better be like the only fries I'll ever want to eat for the rest of my life. They're going to call them status fries.
Well, at least Arby's had good curly fries. They were yummy. Mind you, I don't know if...
I've ever had Arby's curly fries.
But they're like,
oh my god,
good.
I'm getting like eye daggers from my friend Gabby right now because I said I've never had Arby's curly fries.
That's what I'm saying.
I think I'm gonna die.
You might. Oh, Wardog just described poutine, so that's exactly what it is. Yep. Poutine. Zombie weapon number one. We throw it at people and gross them out.
Hello.
Yep. Oh.
That is a good song, by the way, Skip. Thank you. I'm going to have to go listen to that now.
Oh, which one? Because I know another song called that, too.
Satisfaction?
Yep.
I've had a few about Satisfaction, actually.
See, there's the one song, Satisfaction, I Can't Get Me No Satis... Oh, no, sorry, I know three songs. There's the Devo version, there's the Rolling Stones version, and then there's another one by a group called individual known as Benny Benassi. And it's a techno version.
See, the one I was thinking of was also a remake by Britney Spears, where it goes, I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Yeah, who's this Britney Spears person you speak of?
We're gonna end that conversation there.
Okay, good. Although I do like her song Poison. Or, sorry, Toxic.
She has a few good songs.
Eh.
She has a few good ones.
Yeah, her first one was good. I liked the video.
Hit Me Baby One More Time?
I don't know. Is that the one where they're in schoolgirl outfits?
Oh. Let me consult my friend Gabby. Britney Spears song with schoolgirl outfit. What song is it?
It's like her first song.
Baby One More Time.
Oh, okay. I don't remember the lyrics. I don't know the song title.
I don't know.
It's like, what the heck do you expect I'm going to do is listen to every
16-year-old
girl?
I know what you're talking about, though. Like, I can see the music video playing in my head. I just can't think of the name of it.
Okay. I only see the one bit where they bounce. That's it. And then War Dog's talking about the other one where she wears the red vinyl rubber outfit.
Rubber suit.
Yeah, I don't even remember that song. Something about Mars, wasn't it?
No,
I did it again. Something like that. Obviously, I'm not into Britney too much.
I did it again.
Okay, so you're going to have some time off from the show. Oh, wait, you're leaving the show.
I'm leaving the show, yeah.
Going on to go and pursue other happy real-world things in the real world on the Wednesday evening times.
Yes, sir.
And then we have a really big announcement to come by right now, too.
We have another announcement?
Yes. Wendy's is serving cheeseburgers.
That's not a big news announcement. Wendy's always serves cheeseburgers.
But you can get chili, too.
You've always been able to get chili at Wendy's.
No! Say that's not true.
Unless they're chili cheeseburgers.
Oh, I make my own chili cheeseburgers at Wendy's. They're good. What you do is you get the bowl of chili, you dump it, and then you dunk your cheeseburger in it.
Sounds kind of good, actually.
It is actually good.
And now you can be wanting chili cheese fries.
Well, I forget the chili cheese fries.
Chili cheese sauce.
I get the baked potato, and then I dump the chili on top of it, and then I dunk my cheeseburger in it when I'm eating.
See, I just got disappointed when Wendy's stopped serving the liquid cheese on top of the baked potatoes.
See, I never liked the baked that liquid cheese. I always liked the grated cheese.
I love the liquid cheese. Now you get a little bit of grated cheese too, but liquid cheese.
The liquid cheese is plastic, melted and made to look orangey, runny, like the eggs that were dead, and then you're scooping it. Ugh.
But it tastes so good.
No, it always tasted like melted plastic to me. Wait, hold on. Do you like American processed cheese?
Not really.
Okay, because that stuff is crap.
Now, I will occasionally eat Velveeta cheese.
I don't know, I've never tried Velveeta. I just generally prefer cheddar cheese myself.
But that's only when I'm making like a cheesy queso bit.
Cheesy taco bit? What?
Queso.
Okay. I'll take your word for that. And I'll raise you 1,000% with two thumbs up. Hey, I can hear you better now all of a sudden.
Really?
Yes. And then you're back to the echo in the tunnel thing.
Is this better?
Little bit. But
I don't know where you're getting the echo from.
You got 9 minutes. What else do you want to say to the happy people in the world of After Rot? Come on, Jazzy, spill the beans. Tell them all.
You're
this.
You're like so hungry right now. You're talking about cheese and beans and burgers and
I could go
potatoes.
For some brains right now.
I'll pass on the brains. You can have all the brains.
Oh, thank you. Although I think little dude wants to get some brains now, too.
I think little dude's been screaming about brains for a while now, so did you convert little dude into a zombie?
Yes, he's one of the zombie commando warrior types now. He has been assimilated.
Cheese whiz.
No such thing as processed brains.
I haven't had cheese whiz in a while.
Fresh now, brains only.
Skip, are you going to send me some cheese whiz?
Yes, Skip will send you some cheese whiz. Awesome. We don't know what else will be in it, but he will send you some cheese whiz.
Oh dear.
I'm sure he's going to add a couple of pieces of cauliflower and some, what the heck was that stuff? Green little leafy things that they put on plates of fancy food restaurants. And parsnip, that's the one I want. Parsnip. Actually, I don't want the parsnip.
What is parsnip?
It's like pieces of leaf they throw on your plate to say, hey, there's green on there. It's like, that's not green. What the hell is that crap?
Apple.
You can eat it. People
you can
do.
Eat parsnip?
Sure, why not?
That's nasty.
I won't eat it. It's green.
You don't eat anything green.
Except green jujubes.
What?
Green jujubes. Candy.
Jujubes?
Jujubes. They're really jujubes, but jujubes. Because green is a good flavor. It's green! I like green flavor. I don't like green food.
You learn new things every day. Apparently parsnip is to help your brush after the meal.
Yes. I may have meant parsley. I may even have meant paisley. I might even have meant peppermint. But mostly I meant something pea with green.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Who's got a parsnip? I've got a parsnip. Who's got a parsnip? I've got a parsnip. Who's got a parsnip? You've got a parsnip. Who's got a parsnip? I don't got no parsnip.
So, I do have other great news.
Okay, go. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it. Hit it.
I'm going to be entering some photo contests this semester.
Excellent.
And hopefully our place in the final contest.
As in, you're going to be taking photos and entering them in?
Yeah.
Good. Of, don't say it, turkeys?
Ew, why would I do that?
Or pictures of, wait, gravestones?
I've actually have taken pictures of gravestones.
As you should. They're neat.
And I just turned in one for my last assignment.
Okay. Anybody I know?
I didn't really read it. It was like a vase-looking thing in between two gravestones, and it says R on it that I took a picture of.
R! Wait, I know somebody named R.
Really?
Yep. R. Scott McCoy.
Buried. Oh. I don't think R. Scott McCoy is buried in Michigan.
Parts of him might be. That's probably why.
R. Scott McCoy was falling apart.
Well, isn't everybody technically? I mean, where do you think dust comes from? Dust bunnies? No. So you got 4 more minutes. 3 more minutes. What else do you want to spew out to the world of Afterotland?
Oh, I don't spew.
Verbalage.
I don't know how to spew.
Verbalage.
I'm not good with words.
Not good with words? Well,
are you offering to post food for me?
Yes, he is.
That's what I thought.
He'll send you an email later. And I think he's planning on using a boa in the picture. And I don't want to know any more about it. Oh yeah, there you go. You're going to do EW swimsuit calendar.
If by swimsuit calendar you mean men in swimsuits, then yeah.
Yes, Ron Jeremy.
Yep, I'll do that.
Really? You have to Google up the name Ron Jeremy.
Oh, dear.
You may change your mind on that after you see a picture of him. There is a reason why they call him the Hedgehog. He is one of the hairiest guys in porn. And not in a good way. And I don't know how it could be in a good way for a guy in porn. So, we're going to let that subject drop because I'm agreeing with WD. That's too much information. It's too much information for me even to be conceptualizing it while I'm talking and speaking about it.
Can I catch my eyeballs out?
Oh, did you Google him?
Can I unsee that?
Did you Google him?
I did.
You Googled him.
I saw a picture of him. Yes. Can I please be unseen?
I get the last laugh in on that then. That image of him will be burned into your brain. Forever! You shall have a picture image of Ron Jeremy, the Hedgehog. Ooh, there's a funny thing. Funny thing. There's a horror movie out. I can't remember the name of it. But his male member is actually infected by an alien demon thing, and it goes around killing people. It's funny.
That's just freaky.
Sick, twisted, and disgusting, but funny. So, after our show, we are, unfortunately, at the end of our show. And, Jazzy, just for all the wonderful times you've been with us, with me on the show here, 76 wonderful episodes, I just want to say thank you for being a co-host on the show.
Thank you for having me, co-host.
And I'm...
And no, Skip, I'm not Googling blue waffles.
No, don't do that. Don't. That would be bad. But I also want to wish you a very happy future with what you're going on, because I know a little bit about what you're planning on going to. And I think as a growing person, because that's what people do, they grow, they get bigger, they get smaller, they get larger, they get funnier, they grow into other peoples and stuffs, and they go and do more things that expand their horizons in the world and make for happy places and people and stuff. And I just want to wish you a very happy future. And come back anytime you want.
Thank you. And I will come back and visit.
Excellent. And on that merry note, I think it's time to roll the ending.
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.